You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, one of my favourite things to do is a roll call. let's check. Is Grebo back? Yes, he is.
Go on.
How good. It's good to be back. I've had a couple of days sick, but oh my God, I'm so bored of it.
Oh, were you? Just sitting at home?
You'll be pleased to know, Kramer, that while you're away, we did do a few roll calls.
Brilliant. I wasn't listening.
You were not present.
Yeah. One of my favourite things to do.
It's good to have the king back in the chair, though. How are you feeling?
He? Oh, so much better.
Oh, good.
God, that did knock me for six. Oh. I think there's a bit of sports for you, Steph.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means. But
do you know what sport that's from?
Cricket.
I'm smashed that. Well done.
Yeah, another win. God, what a great way for me to start the week and a pointy end already.
Yeah, Thursday. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Yeah, no. While I am happy to see you here, Kremo, I am a little bit gutted.
Why?
Because I've spent the last, 12 hours working on my Crevo impression, in case you weren't here again today.
Oh, well, don't let that go to waste. We can still do that.
Okay, well, give me something to say, and I'll say it back to you in my Crevo voice.
Okay, it's the pointy end of the week. It's the pointy end of the week.
Hey?
That was pretty good.
Hey? That's not far off.
You've been working on that. That's been paying dividends.
Well, if you're ever away again in the future, Crevo,
maybe
we just won't even announce it. And I'll just do your voice.
I think we could do that.
And we could just act like the show's continuing with the three.
In fact, what about every second week?
You reckon?
I could get used to that.
Stephen, if you want to do double the work, nobody's going to say anything. Trust me.
That is true.
For the first show, at least, I'd do it for free because it'd be so fun for me.
After that, you'd be wanting double the pay.
I think so.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, right? But on the way into the Sandgate bunker here, coming from the Maitland direction on Maitland Road.
Yeah.
There's all the roadworks happening, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they're those big, work lights that are there, obviously, for the workers to be able to work at night or just keep everything
they're
safe.
Floodlight spec kind of stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, big stuff, right? And they've got on them, a big set of solar panels, I guess, to help boost up the batteries or
energy, sure.
Yeah, but the lights are shining right on the solar panels. Is that an infinite loop of energy?
I don't know.
It's like a hack.
I don't know.
I can't work like that, can
it? No, because there'd be UV rays, maybe.
I don't know.
Compared to, the light.
It's light, basically, that creates solar energy.
If somebody knows, can you message, the Novo's Instagram page? Because I'm very curious.
You have a look tomorrow morning, because we come in before it's light.
Yeah.
And you see it's shining. There's six big lights on the six panels.
No way.
Top 10 tips to drop your energy bill.
Yeah.
Fossil fuel companies hate number 5.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Somebody apparently drinking a little too much, Jackie. What's going on?
Yes, and day drinking as well.
Uh-oh.
A woman will front Belmont local court next week, accused of blowing 7 times the legal blood alcohol.
What?
How is she still able to function is my question.
That's my thoughts exactly.
Hang on. So she was driving?
Yes. So she was pulled over. Yeah, so they saw her manner of driving, pulled her over for that, and then they breath tested her at 11:15 in the morning, and she's blown 0.356.
Wow. Ooh. That's extraordinary.
Are you conscious?
I don't know. I would be dead on the floor, probably.
That is so... I mean, when you say manner of driving, I would have loved to see, the dash cam footage of that.
Swerving around.
I think that person might have had a bit to drink. Look at the way their car is weaving all over the road. That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Now, you said it was day drinking. What time has she been... Do we know what time she was done with 3.5 or whatever she blew?
Yeah, so this was at 11:15 a.m. on Tuesday.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
So this sounds like she'd been going since Saturday night. Yeah. She's kept going all the way.
Surely, because it's not a Monday morning like you've just come off the weekend. It's Tuesday.
Oh, right. Wow. Anyway, off to court. Yes. I don't think she'll have her license for too long.
No, well, she had her license suspended on the spot and she's facing court soon.
She doesn't know, let's face it, when that is. She's got no idea.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And look, make sure that you do be safe on the road. Changing pace a little bit here. Former Melbourne Cup winning horse, Gold Trip, suffered a leg injury.
No. Yeah, so this is a bit of a sad story. The thoroughbred suffering a leg injury. So it's owned by a Hunter Bay syndicate, Australian Bloodstock, and... Mm-hmm. Gold Trip's currently suffering a tendon issue and they don't know how long that's going to be affecting the horse, but it could be career ending.
Oh, no. Because I think, did Gold Trip win that 2022 Melbourne Cup?
I'm not sure.
Yes, it is 2022. And I remember Gold Trip. I remember this one because I thought it was quite a heavy horse. And my boyfriend was telling me, nah, heavy horses don't win. And it did.
Because I remember limbs. I think it was my first Melbourne Cup here in Newcastle.
Right.
Because I remember it was limbs. Like when it won, everyone was like, oh my God. Because a lot of people, when they're not sure who to put a cheeky little $5 bet on, they're like, oh, how can I find a local connection?
That's right.
Newcastle based one.
Yeah,
I'll
let's
put a
cheeky
go five on that.
Absolutely.
A lot of people,
did well.
Celebrated well. Mm. Yeah.
There you go. Well, hopefully, I mean, you know, you can hope for a recovery, I guess, is the best in that situation.
UFM. The Novos.
I feel like occasionally we can be guilty of burying the lead. I feel like we create some pauses and try and build some suspense for the purpose of artistic embellishment, I suppose.
Oh, that's a big word for you.
It's the entertainment industry.
Absolutely. Well, but sometimes you get a story and you're like, you know what? You've just got to read stuff straight from it.
Yeah. I'll look forward to this.
So how's this for a headline? Sex mad escapee guinea pig impregnates 100 females, going to be a father of 400.
Oh.
Oh my God.
If you see that as a headline, you're clicking, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%.
This is the first paragraph. The rampant 2-year-old rodent, nicknamed Randy by staff, is now set to become father to around 400 babies in the coming weeks. So imagine, Krivo, you're like cop problem trying to settle that up times 400.
Oh, sounds very difficult. That's a lot of snooze.
So Randy broke out of his enclosure at Animal Sanctuary, also broke into a female enclosure. I feel like he's full like Andy Dufresne, Shawshank Redemption, waiting for the thunder to, you know, bang against the metal bars and all that to escape. And anyway, once he's broken into the female enclosure, he's mated with all 100 females, leaving all 100 pregnant. He has got some strong swimmers, Randy.
Oh, my God.
How much energy does this little thing have?
Well,
a lot.
Funny you say that, because staff, this is, again, quotes from the article.
Okay.
Staff were left scratching their heads when they discovered all 100 female guinea pigs were pregnant after an inspection. But staff soon then discovered an exhausted Randy taking a snooze in a pile of straw and realised he was the culprit, with staff even commenting that he looked a little thinner than he was before.
Well, I do say that that's a form of exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's losing weight, obviously.
And all the fluids, apparently, too.
Well, he had a lot built up in there.
What an unbelievable story. Randy, the cheeky little guinea pig, he's had the night of his life, hasn't he?
He's the Genghis Khan of rodents. I mean, all future rodents related to Randy.
They've dropped him back into the male enclosure. You know he's just telling all the, you know, spit in the yarn.
Males,
yeah. All the other you wouldn't believe the night I had last night, lads.
Boys, you will not believe this. Oh, well, in about, what, how long's a guinea pig till it's born? I don't know.
I don't know, not long, I don't think.
2 weeks, so I'll know.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, so I had cabin fever, of course, the last few days, just staying at home. Drives me mad. Anyway, this is how I'm, like, even my wife, Emmy, was like, you got to go back to work.
Yeah, right.
So yesterday she came home and we've got this...
Has she been sick as well or she's fine?
She's fine.
Thank God.
I think she got this, like, a month ago.
Right, okay, yeah.
Strange.
Anyway, so we've got this on the front porch, this sort of glass light. Mm. That's the front porch light.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there, like, polishing it, cleaning the little glass bit. And he's like, you're so bored. You got to go back to work tomorrow. I was like, fair play to you.
Yeah.
Fair play. The cabin fever has fully set in. No need to clean that at all. Never cleaned it before.
Oh,
first time for everything.
The house is spotless, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. All that sort of stuff.
ChatGPT. We all know it. We're in the world of AI, artificial intelligence. Okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's been a lot of controversy surrounding it. You know, people are using it to write their essays for exams and you know, projects and whatever for school.
A lot of companies in hot water as well for sending, like, rejection emails, which is straight off ChatGPT, stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's worldwide, right? Everyone's using it.
Mm-hmm.
This one, this story I have to tell you, though, takes the cake. So a groom who is trying to remain anonymous has confessed to using ChatGPT to write his wedding vows.
Oh, he's got himself in so much trouble here.
Well,
I
don't think many people have noticed because apparently, well, he said in this little article, he claims he's not a man of many words, at least not good ones. He believes that the speech that he did make at the altar, so he went through with it, was a hit with his guests and quite the tearjerker. Everyone believed that this was directly from his brain.
Surely, if you've got someone who famously is of little words and, you know, has never done something like this in their entire life, they whip out a script like that on their wedding day. You'd think something's fishy here.
No, you see, I disagree. I think maybe you'd be going, oh, they've worked so hard, because this is obviously someone that doesn't say much.
Yeah.
Oh. This has been so hard. This is extra special then.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, and if you're wanting to really deliver the best possible, I guess, product on your wedding day, you're going to want to work really hard. So I think that, yeah, this could have passed off as real.
Question for you, Stephen. Obviously, you're the next in our group to get engaged.
Grow up.
Wedding day comes around. You're like, oh, shit, I haven't written the speech. Would you be tempted?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
But we work in an industry where we turn on microphones and we just talk. So
yeah,
I feel
that's
like
true.
I could just talk and I'd get away with something.
Mm.
Would you be upset if Siobhan used it?
Yeah, I think so. If I found out.
If you didn't find out, you never know.
Well, no harm, no foul. I think it is actually more common than you might initially believe.
Yeah.
I did some investigative journalism,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that someone in this building has used ChatGPT for their wedding vows. Someone in the Sandgate bunker, not amongst the three of us, obviously,
yeah.
Really?
But someone in, you know, like a position outside of us has used ChatGPT for wedding vows.
I'm just trying to quickly think who got married recently.
I don't know, but I have a question for you, Crevo, because you are the only person in the group here that is married.
Sure.
Would you do this?
Nah, because like Stephen said, we're paid yibber yabberer.
We're people of many words, famously, opposed to few words.
In fact, I probably only spent the day before writing it. That was plenty. And I was like, oh, how do I trim this down to be in the allotted time? Because, like, you know, we're literally paid to talk.
Well, that's it.
I was like, oh, shame I'm doing this one for free. But, you know, when duty calls, you must do what you've got to do, I guess.
UFM. De Novos.
I've seen doing the rounds in a few of the kind of community groups on Facebook is this post. I first saw it on the Hamilton one, actually, because that's, you know, the one most important to me at the Hamilton Chateau. It's this post that reads like this. Hi all, I'm from Stardust Circus and we will be coming to Newcastle in 3 weeks' time. Of course, obviously they're in Maitland at the moment, then they're going to Raymond Terrace, then into Newcastle. I'm struggling to find locations for us to put our inflatable clowns with two cool flute signs in front.
Oh.
I've seen those around in the past.
Yep. We are also looking for locations for just our cool flute signs. In exchange for allowing us to put our clown and two signs, we will provide compensation in the form of family passes and tickets to our show.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
Seems like a pretty exciting opportunity for, well, you know, a couple lucky Novocastrians.
Mm-hmm. Well, any Hamiltonian as well.
Well, that's it. Now, and initially I did think it was just for us Hamiltonians, but it seems like, that you know, we've been cheated on a little bit and this post is going around in other community groups as well.
Yes, well, I've seen this exact same post in, like, the Cardiff community Facebook page, you know.
So. Oh, like
a heartbreaking.
Yeah, everywhere.
Way to make a suburb feel special. You know, absolute heartbreak.
It's not exclusive. Yes.
But it did get me thinking, would you guys, if the opportunity arose, want it at your houses, respectively?
Unfortunately, it wouldn't fit in my front yard. There's not enough. I've seen how big. It's quite big. You need a good space. Mm-hmm. And the gap between, like, my front porch and the front fence, it wouldn't fit in there. But otherwise, it's a good deal, I reckon.
I think that I would, not only just for the free tickets, because I love the circus, but these kind of blow-up clowns and the suns and stuff are actually pretty cool. And because we have, like, a lot of young kids in our street and my neighbourhood and whatever,
yeah.
I reckon it'd be quite the sight for them. So it'd be entertaining to the kids. Happy days. I would.
I think it's fun as well. I think, like
Christmas lights or something.
Yeah, that's it. Like, exactly. People have those massive novelty inflatable Santas come Christmas time. No different, really, is it? It's just a clown. And imagine you've had a hard day at work. And then you drive into your driveway, there's a big cloud greeting you.
Yeah.
You can't help but smile.
You would smile, wouldn't you? I guess another question for you, Crevo, because
sure.
You've wheezed without it with the, oh, I've got the small little front yard.
Yeah.
What about at Crevo's, the shop on Clyde?
You know what? Probably could work.
Imagine how easy it'd be. You're messaging people on Marketplace or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Just drive down Clyde. See that big bloody clown?
See the massive clown pull in there.
Stop there. There you go. That's the place.
You know what? It probably would fit there. I don't know.
There you go.
I might have to look into this.
Business opportunity for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some free tickets. Sell them on Marketplace. Opportunity on opportunity right there.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I guess we've been following this narrative of the big move-in this week. How I've moved in with Mitchell, my partner.
Yeah, you've missed a bit, Crevo.
You have
been away. Have you not been catching up with the Novos podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and UFM.com.au?
Look, I'm a few episodes behind.
Okay, no worries.
So, Crevo, I've moved in with Mitchell
for a little while.
This
is so exciting.
It is. So.
You've been clickbait a little bit. A house sitting a house together.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Well, it's still the same thing, okay?
Don't diminish
my life. Thank you so much.
All right, continue.
Yes. So, I moved in with Mitch for a couple of days a week. Still, obviously, got to help mum and dad out at their house, so
yeah.
I'm in high demand at the moment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so sharing my time. Anyway, so I moved in last night. He's like, oh, it got to about 5 p.m. He's like, oh, I'm home from the gym, babe. Come on over and whatnot. So when I came back, you know, he was doing out the bins and whatever, and as soon as I walked through the door, he started to get his spare keys out. He's like, give me your car keys. Where are they? So he put, like, the spare keys on my car keys,
ooh.
And I'm like, this feels so cute. And he's just like, welcome home. I'm like, ah! Yeah, so I got very excited. Anyway, so the big task for me is to be the housewife trial, right? This is me.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm auditioning, I'm trialing to be the wife. So that I'm like, I'm cooking, I'm doing some cleaning, I'm, you know, helping, like, with the lunches and, like,
is all this that a trial in 1950?
Yes.
There you go.
Anyway, so can confirm that the first night cooking, big success.
Mm-hmm. Was it the steaks?
It wasn't the steaks.
What did you do?
He didn't think I was brave enough to take that on, so I did chorizo and chicken pasta, creamy pasta. Yeah, I loved it.
Pushing the boat out. There you go.
That's it.
A little by little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very cute and very nice. I'm excited all that's happening.
Yeah.
Here chasing your best bike stack stories.
Oh, God.
Up for grabs, $100 worth of free petrol. I'll kick things off.
Right, okay.
I was maybe 11 years of age, I want to say.
Okay.
Training wheels are off, not want to brag.
Real.
Yeah.
My little brother taught me how to ride a bike, by the way. Oh, so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, I had this like a mountain bike. I was pretty proud of it. Mm. And living on the farm, there was always, I'd have mates around, we'd bring our bikes. And there's always like, oh, let's go down a bigger and bigger hill. Like
steeper
and steeper hill.
Oh, danger.
And it is danger. But when you go down it and you're successful, you think, I can do anything.
Yeah, you're the king.
I can do any hill. And, of course, we got tempted by a ridiculously steep hill. It was just near a pond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we'll be fine. We won't hit the pond. It'll be fine. If you just steer off to the left, you'll be right. Now, of course, I was the first to go. braver of my mates. Right?
Yeah.
I can do this. Yeah, look, we just did the last one, no dramas. Anyway, so I went down, and of course, I did avoid the pond.
Oh, I was going to say he ended up in the drink.
No, but I steered two left too hard and slid down, I reckon, about a good 3 metres. And there was, do you know what, like, sword grass is? Do you have that?
Yeah.
Oh, I went through a pile of that, which cut up my leg, and then straight down into, a gravelly bit as well. I had gravel rash down the one.
You've got to pull it out as well.
And then, of course, my mum, no mercy. Oh, let me hear. Pulled all the bits of gravel out straight away. And there I am.
Disinfected on it, stinging like you wouldn't believe.
There's the betadine all over it. So much pain. Big
that
stack.
It's horrific.
Never forget.
There's something as well, I know it's so cruel, but there's something so inherently funny about when someone does get the speed wobbles, like when they're going too quick on a bike.
Yeah.
And you start to, sway left and right out of control, and then your feet lose control of the pedals and they're frailing in the air, just kind of freely. I don't know.
Terrifying.
It's like someone is stacking in slow motion when they fall off a bike. It's so funny.
Oh,
well, this
God.
Is the sort of story we're after, because there's something so, you just remember these bike stacks from when you were a kid.
So frightful.
Vivid.
Maybe it was you, or maybe a friend, or, brother or sister, that sort of thing. 4967 41005, the best ones on air. Let's find Newcastle's best bike stack stories.
Right.
Firstly, to Marilyn. Shane, what's your story?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I got a brand new 10C bike when I was about 10, and I bought a tester and put it out through its paces, going down a massive hill, and I was doing about 60 k's an hour, and got dive bombed by a magpie, freaked out, hit the brake, but I hit the front brake. And over the hangers I went.
Oh, my God. Did you face plant as well?
Face plant. I got a broken collarbone, pre-cracked ribs, had lacerations over my head, my face, and my back.
Oh, my God. And a partridge in a pear tree. I feel like you just broke every single bone.
I don't think I've ever heard a more Australian story than that. Started with the exaggeration of how quick he was going. At least 50 k's an hour. Based on what? You've got no proof for that.
The magpie swoop. And then underplaying how bad, almost fatal injuries were.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to our next caller in Cardiff South. Good morning, Matt. What is your story for us?
Good morning. Yeah, I grew up in Merriweather across from the soccer field. When I was 12, 13, I think, as about five mates, and we took probably 3 days to prepare this track and cutting down Lantana and everything and straight down a hill. We made this beautiful jump that wouldn't pass mustard these days.
So, yeah, yep.
And, of course, I was the youngest one, so who's going first? Yeah, poor old Matt goes first.
The most
straight
naive.
Down over the jump. It wasn't very good. Knocked the first four teeth out of my mouth. Mercurochrome everywhere. The good old days where Mum had patch you up with the Mercurochrome and off you go. But, yeah, it wasn't pretty at all. So, but the boys clapped me and laughed at me and thought it was brilliant. So, yeah.
There you go. Forever a legend.
Yeah. The legend of the Merriweather Hill.
Absolutely. James and Cessnock, what do you got for us, mate? What's your worst bike stack?
It wasn't me personally. It was one of my mates.
Mm-hmm.
We're riding along on our bikes, and he's like, I'll race you. So we started to have a race, and he's looked over his shoulder to see where I was, and he's ran straight into the back of a parked car. smashed the back window of this car, knocked himself out cold. All I could do was get off my bike and just stand there. I didn't know what to do. I was like 14-year-old.
Oh.
When he comes into consciousness, he's just sort of looked up at me, and I'm like, I guess I won. And then someone come out from the house and rang an ambulance, and he spent a week and a half in Maitland Hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it wasn't a real good ending, but I won the race.
That is the main thing.
Yeah.
At least you won the race. I mean, that is the main thing.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Yeah, you put it so eloquently before, Crevo. We are the station with only local winners.
Yes.
And if you want to be the next Nova Castrian to walk away with some goodies, 4967-4105, we are playing Lowest to Lux. You can win yourself, how's this, 2 tickets, Gold Reserve, to go see the Knights this Sunday at McDonald Jones up against Melbourne Storm. Oh.
Silver Reserve, be damned. We only do gold.
Of course we do. It's a bit la-di-da here. So, yeah, of course, if you do want to win, like I said, 4967-4105 is that number. Competing this morning in Lowest to Lux is Alex in East Maitland. Hey, Alex, how's things?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourself?
Very well, great. Thanks.
Real good.
Fell agonisingly short yesterday of getting yourself some Knights tickets. You're hoping to redeem yourself today?
That's the plan, mate, you know.
Yeah, I do know. Yeah, mate.
That's it. Go the Knights indeed. So we've got 3 items for you here, Alex. Go all you've got to do is list them from the least to the most expensive. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it indeed.
First item for you, Alex, is the Swan Wireless Door Chime with Receiver. You can get this from Bunnings Katara. We then have got Microsoft Surface Laptop 5, 13.5-inch, i7, 512 gigabyte in black.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we've got the Bear Execute 30-inch compound bow. So, what you've got essentially is the door chime with the receiver.
That's like in the shop, though. Ding, ding. That sort of thing. Okay.
You've got the Surface laptop, Microsoft Surface laptop, and you've got the 30-inch compound bow.
Right. Okay.
What are your thoughts? What do you want to start with the lowest?
Start for lowest. So, you have to go to doorbell because I know for a fact they're not too crazily expensive.
Ooh. All right. So, we've locked that in.
Exact.
Lock that in as lowest.
Okay.
Now, knowing for a fact, laptops are pretty expensive these days. I know that for a fact, so I was looking for one.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know about that bow.
Well, this is how the game works. You need to take that unsureness and take a guess, probably.
What's your natural gut feeling? You think laptops are expensive. Do you think that Surface laptop's going to be the most expensive?
Oh, trust me, I've seen the prices of them. They're crazy, mate.
Yeah, we trust you. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
let's lock the bow in the middle and let's go to the Surface Pro laptop as the most expensive.
All right. There you go. Hey. Letting your intuition take over there. You've just closed your eyes and let it take the wheel. All
right. Let the wheel take the wheel and drive. All that sort of stuff.
All right. Incubus. So the Swan Wireless Door Chime with Receiver, you're right. Not crazy expensive. You knew that as a fact. $34.
Okay, good stuff.
All right. The next item you had was the compound bow. The Bear Execute 30-inch compound bow, which comes in at $1,690.
That's expensive for a bow and arrow.
So you need this Microsoft laptop to be more than that.
Okay, hang on. Let's do this.
Alex in East Maitland. The Microsoft Surface laptop, 13.5-inch, i7, 512 gigabyte in black, is $2,359.
Oh, he's got it, done it. You're lucky you let that intuition take the wheel and drive.
How's this for a fact for you, Alex? You're off to the Knights on Sunday.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yes.
No worries.
Go to the Knights.
Indeed.
Go.
New FM. The Novos.
Kind of keeping in line with some music and a bit of a dance and a boogie. We all like to dance here in the studio,
sure,
don't we?
Yeah. Frigo more than anyone else.
Of course. I mean, you got those shoulders going. So, guys, there's an event happening in Newcastle tonight. It might be either a hit or a miss, what I think we can term called clean clubbing.
Okay, what's going on? Elaborate for us,
please.
Okay.
They finally, washed the floor of King Street, is it? Or?
No. We try. So this event has popped up in a Newcastle community Facebook page, as they always do. It's a short-lived dance party. It's based at the station, the Newcastle CBD, near Queen's Wharf there. It's in the locker room. That's what they call it. It's just space.
Never heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's by Ecstatic Dance or something like that. It travels around to different regional areas. So, Newcastle's just one of their stops. And it's been happening for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, is it the old station where they have the markets and
all that?
It's an outdoor venue.
It's an outdoor club.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, lights, music, all that jazz. There's a live DJ. It's awesome. It goes from like 7 till 9 p.m. But my skepticism has kind of kicked in here because there's a catch.
Right.
There's no alcohol. There's no phones. And there's no talking.
No talking.
Yeah.
I'm
that's
sorry.
That's how they're advertising it. I'm that's like, what's absolute going on?
No, yeah. From me.
Well, I was having a conversation with Stephen briefly yesterday afternoon, yeah. Creva, and I'm just like, I don't think that would be very fun. They're trying to, I guess, promote just, like I said, clean clubbing, but like more immersive ways of like dancing.
I think there's certainly room in the market for clubbing without booze.
I mean, there's some room, not much room, but there is a little bit, perhaps. But no talking? I would have thought that's the point. If you, we're not boozing, so everyone's having a chat.
I think they're trying to get people to connect more to music, perhaps. I don't know. Just to feel it out on the dance floor, I suppose.
I like it.
Do you?
I do like it.
It's only 2 hours, too.
I think it's great. For a Thursday night, like, picture it, right? You want to go out and have a boogie. So it's from 7 till 9.
Yeah.
Still get to bed at a reasonable time.
That's true.
No hangover Friday for work. Mm. And you've had a boogie. Like, some people, instead of going to the gym on a Thursday arvo, go to 2 hours of dancing.
Yeah, that's good cardio.
Like, it's good for you.
I agree with that. But why can you not talk?
I don't know.
That, to me, is the really strange. It's gone from, you know, very wholesome activity to that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't, like, because you're with your friends and stuff. You want to have a chat. Maybe it's to stop people from, like, standing in the middle of the dance floor and just going, oh, so what'd you do last night, girl? You know, things like that.
Yeah, well, you just have a no talking in the middle bit if you wanted. But why is it no talking everywhere? It just feels, it's moved from wholesome activity to cult vibes. Very quickly, in my opinion.
It is not a cult.
Yeah, noted. Well, there you go. What is it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you're keen on all that.
Go to the station.
Enjoy,
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
A bit of wholesome news from a local soccer club, actually. This one's really near and dear to my heart because I have a lot of friends who used to play for this club. So this is posted...
Pop Magic.
No, not Broadmeadow Magic. No. I'm talking about the Wallsend FC Red Devils. So a bit of context for you guys. I don't know if you heard, but last year the seniors club was suspected to fold. You know, there wasn't enough money coming in. The players were leaving the club, all that type of thing. There was a couple of problems. Yeah, they were turning into the Jets. So someone's posted this little flyer that's going around. It's called Red Devils Trot Night. So it's a fundraiser to go towards the Save the Red Devils Fund. So it's all towards saving the club and making sure it stays afloat. How sweet is this?
That's nice. Yeah. So you just go along to the trots, like, buy a ticket or something.
Well, the seniors club is based at the Newcastle Trots.
Perfect. Couple of chook raffles, that sort of gear.
Yeah, that's right. You know, memorabilia auctions, raffles, all that type of jazz. It's on Friday the 5th of April from 6 p.m. if you want to go along and support them. So, yeah, I thought that was so sweet just to mention.
A free plug there as well. Get involved. Help a local footy club that needs it,
that's
right?
That's it.
Yeah, chuck it in the calendar.
There you go. Winter's just around the corner, which means comfort food is back. The best of all these is the toasted sandwich, a.k.a. the Jaffle.
Yep.
Now, of course, when we started talking about this the other day, we're like, what is the best toasted sandwich of all time?
Well, it's so funny that you've brought this up, because I feel like the toasted sandwich maker is one of those items where you use it every day for like 2 weeks and then you forget about it for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It goes in deep storage.
And I am in the everyday phase at the moment.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
So I'm in a real experimental era of toasted sandwiches. Yeah.
What is exciting. Okay. Well, this is the question, and we're after Newcastle's ultimate toasted sandwich. $100 fuel card, free petrol up for grabs. All you got to do is call up with it, 4967-4105. What is yours, Stephen?
Well, yesterday on the menu, I got myself a little packet of like mee goreng, 2-minute noodles.
Yeah. Sure.
Fried myself up an egg. That goes into the toasted sandwich.
Wow, that's
egg and noodles.
Egg and noodles, yeah. So I've like made the 2-minute noodles, and I like drained it all, obviously.
Sure.
And then I put it back in the like fry pan for a little bit to like crispen up a little bit the noodles.
Okay. Okay.
Egg as well. Bang, in toasted sandwich.
Was it a hard-boiled egg or a scrambled?
No, like a fried egg.
Oh, fried egg.
Fried egg, yeah. Right. And then I did a bit of like sriracha mayo on it.
Oh, my God. That sounds gourmet. What about you, Ari? Have you got one that comes to mind?
Oh, see, I'm a cheese lover, so I have to have two different types of cheese in mind.
Minimum requirement.
Minimum. Yeah,
so
nice.
I'll put a bit of cheddar,
yeah,
maybe some Jarlsberg in there, and like a tiny little sprinkling of Parmesan. And then I'll put in, I like to have like the double smoked ham. And then, of course, I'll have like some sun-dried tomatoes or some cherry tomatoes, whatever I've got in the fridge.
When did you get a pay rise? Well, how fancy is all that?
Mum buys the groceries.
Yeah, that's working well, working well. Okay, this is mine. You get some leftover, like roast lamb.
Leftover sandwiches are the best, aren't
right? Yeah. And you cut it up into like little cubes or whatever, mm-hmm, and then give it a refry in the pan first. Bit of salt and pepper, some mm-hmm spices maybe. And then you put that with cheese and also a bit of the sriracha mayo as a little dipping sauce.
I haven't had sriracha mayo before. Is it like just
you are missing out.
Oh, really? My God. It's a little chili mayo. It's an excellent addition to any pantry.
Okay.
To literally any meal, I would say.
Now, these are our ultimate ones around the team. But what we're after here is Newcastle's ultimate toasted sandwich, the ultimate toasty. If you can contribute one, 49674105. First of all, to North Lambton, Steve, what is in the ultimate toasty?
Spag ball. You've got to have your spag ball.
There we go. Do you cook it up fresh for the toasty, or is it the night before's leftovers?
The night before leftovers is always best. You know, a couple of slices of bread that's buttered, and you don't have to have your fancy cheese. You just got to put it down, a bit of tomato sauce or barbecue sauce. It's up to you. And
wow. Spag bowl and barbecue sauce?
That's blasphemy.
Hey, you know what? No, you can't knock it till you try.
Oh, that's true.
It's not Ari's best toasty. It's Newcastle's best toasty is what we're after here.
Very correct. All right, let's now go over to Clarencetown. Good morning, Robin. What is your best Jaffa or toasty?
Well, I was with the other gentlemen to the bolognese, but one of my favourites is San Chao Bao. When you have leftover pork, it's delicious in a toasty.
Wow.
But any stews and things, they're always better the second time round.
Okay. Robin, I have a question. Are you also putting, like, the iceberg lettuce in there as well? Because San Chao Bao is in the lettuce cups.
That is true, but
I know. No, the lettuce doesn't go well.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wilty lettuce.
Glad we've clarified that.
Well, you can never assume anything, I suppose, can you?
It's
but
true.
All the hard work's been done. All the seasoning's there. Honestly, my mouth is watering at the thought.
And I love the fusion vibe, you know? Yeah.
All right, Arushi and World's End, hit us. What is the ultimate toasted sandwich?
Hey, guys. Look, I don't think it's fanciest, but it's pretty in today's state of cost of living.
Oh, of course, okay.
I get two slices of toast, put tomato sauce on them, cut up some banana, put some more tomato sauce on top, bear with me, a bit more black pepper, and then toast it all, and I dare you to find something tastier.
Wow.
That's like the ultimate mix between like sweet and savory.
I think all of us are in a bit of shock.
I was not expecting that. Oh, you could have given me a million guesses. She says the sandwich is going to be. I don't think it was going to be that.
You know what, though? When it's that crazy, it might just work.
Well, you know what? For, I guess, diving into the brave world of, you know, letting us know that $100 fuel card coming your way, Rishi. Well done.
Oh, thanks, guys.
She's like, I just made that up.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think I might have spotted a superhero in our very own region.
What?
I know. I was driving Turton Road near the stadium there in Broadmeadow.
Yeah.
And I saw at the lights adjacent to me someone in a Marvel Iron Man car.
I know.
Now, my thought is the only person who would own like a Marvel Iron Man car is Tony Stark himself, right?
Yeah, well, that's. I thought that'd be he'd own the Iron Man car.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, I mean, it's a fair bit of money on you know, a bit of
special license plates and stuff.
Yeah, a special little paint decal, I suppose. Yeah. So, if you are in our region. And, you know, maybe trouble has, you know, found its way to you.
Yeah.
Just a call out to Iron Man.
Yeah.
Might be able to come and save you.
There you go. Instead of the bat signal, you should have a little Iron Man signal.
Never fear, the Starkey is here.
Iron Man in the flesh. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was so excited.
Look, well, be alert and be alert.
Oh, God.
Certainly not alarmed, because Iron Man's a superhero only there to help. The biggest story out about sports over the last couple of days has been, of course, around the Tassie Devils.
Oh, yeah.
Momentum is building around this club that's not yet a club, right? They've got no stadium. They've got no home.
Yeah.
They were hoping to sell 40,000 memberships. In the first, like, 24 hours, they sold, like, 75,000.
Really? They're up over 100,000.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
it keeps growing and growing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Tasmania is still the home of the original gravel AFL pitches.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play footy on that. Fingers crossed they have some turf in their new stadium.
I mean, that sounds difficult and a home of gravel rash then as well.
Yes.
But what they're hoping is that this is going to be obviously a new, I guess, sporting team in a new home. Mm-hmm. And there's so much support for, like, the animal around it as well, the Tassie Devil. The deal's been done with Time Warner and all that as well, so there's no issues there around copyright. How's this for a little tidbit for you?
Yeah.
Apparently Time Warner was then okay with the deal once they found out the Tassie Devil was a real animal.
They didn't know.
Oh, it was a bit of fun. But what I thought we could do then, because of this, obviously so much excitement has been built around a new sport in a new town, you know, Tasmania. I say town, but we all know roughly it is. We could have perhaps some new sporting teams here in Newcastle, their own mascots, and, you know, build on this groundswell.
Okay.
Thoughts and feelings around the team.
I'm keen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'd be very keen to jump on the AFL train.
Okay.
Obviously, I love AFL.
Sure.
Play for the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Yeah.
I think we should. I think Newcastle teams are synonymous with the red and blue. So I think we do have to keep the red and blue kit of some description.
I agree.
Yeah, sure.
What was baffling me was I was trying to figure out what animal would best represent Newcastle.
Mm. Yeah, right.
And yesterday I discovered it. I was driving home from Westfield Katara. I picked up Siobhan from the shops.
Yeah.
I was on Northcote Drive and it hit me. I thought, you know what? We need the Nui Wombats. There.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some skepticism here. I can hear it. Let me elaborate. Wombats, I reckon, fairly similar to Novocastrians. Well, they share one major trait anyway.
Sure.
I've never seen either merge well. So I was on Northcote Drive yesterday. I thought Novocastrians can't merge. Never seen a wombat merge. That'll
perfect,
do.
Perfect.
So the Nui Wombats coming to the AFL is my pitch.
Okay.
All right.
Have you got any, Ari, that come to mind?
Well, I would have liked to see a professional team, having grown up in Newcastle, of course, and, you know, my mum's been living here forever as well, and she loves netball, right?
Sure.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I would have loved to have taken her, with, like, some pride of Newcastle on our side, to a professional netball game with a professional squad from here.
Yeah, yep.
So I'm thinking, like, because, you know, we're also from, like, Macquarie, and they literally live everywhere, these little things. What about the Newcastle Pelicans for netball? Because, you know, also Pelicans, they can stand on one foot. Well, when you're shooting a netball, you're also sometimes standing on one foot.
I feel like a netball would fit in a Pelican's gullet.
Probably.
You've already got the logo sorted.
Yeah, with the little bulge of the netball shape.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking as well, what team are we missing here in Newcastle? What sport's missing? I don't think there's enough croquet going on.
Right, yes.
Okay. And I was struggling a little bit with animals that start with N, because I think alliteration's so powerful.
Yeah.
So the one that came to mind was the needlefish, which I thought,
right,
it's just like a little thin fish that, like, swims right at the surface of the water.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, that is perfect for croquet, the Newcastle needlefish, because often with croquet, when you're getting the ball through the little loop thing, it's like threading a needle.
Needle precision.
Needle precision.
I
thought the Newcastle needlefish has a real ring to it.
There you go, New Atali, if you're listening. Get us, you know, Sports Fever absolutely is everywhere in Newcastle at the moment. Get us a couple of new teams, though.
That's it. I've got three words for you. Sort it out.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Now, Crevo, I've been waiting a long time to do this. Yeah. We've, of course, Saturday went to your house and you cooked us up a nice meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, MasterChef Crevo, of course, so synonymous with the show. Just for me, obviously, you won't be able to enjoy this, but Crevo, can you do like a 180 turn with your arms folded, quite dramatically turning into a fake laugh? Yeah, it's beautiful. Basically, an intro to MasterChef.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What happened is, as a team on Saturday, we went to the Mayfield Mansion to have a
cottage,
bit of a team dinner. Because, of course, Jackie is new to the team this year from the 100% Live and Local newsroom.
Yeah.
Ari, you joined us late last year as well.
Yeah,
so
just thought,
good welcome.
Well, that's it. And nice to get some time together outside the walls of the station as well.
Sure.
Yeah. So we went over there. And I guess there was a lot of either, I guess, internal or external pressure on yourself to put on a fairly good feed.
Yeah.
Because you've built a bit of a reputation as a foodie.
Well, I do like food. So I thought, you
know
what?
A man who enjoys food, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Put on your best spread, as you do when you have friends over, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, put on your best spread. You absolutely did. We were, I guess, treated by a three-course meal.
We were.
Now, I enjoyed this thoroughly. There was, however, one victim of your banquet. Because you've been off the last 3 days with food poisoning, I can imagine. Dodgy chicken or something like that.
I don't know. I had some flu. I don't know how I even got that.
Oh, that old chestnut. Well, yeah, anyway, I won't let that detract from your marks.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm fine. And
yeah,
that's all that matters.
That is the main
mark,
thing.
Yeah. So we had three courses, like I alluded to. We started with, like, a charcuterie board.
Oh, that was fantastic. The cheeses, man. So good.
Well, at least three or four different cheeses. Quite a spread. There was fresh herbs from the garden on there as well, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Spring of thyme, was it maybe? Or something
like that. There was rosemary, a bit of rosemary, yeah. Some fresh basil, just to, you know, brighten it up a little bit.
Lovely. A bit of colour there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Some cured meats as well, of course.
Can't skip those.
Yeah.
No expense spared. Plus, to start with, we had margaritas.
Now, that was my highlight of the evening. Cream was like, who wants a first margarita? I'm like, me!
Yeah, the arm did go up quickly from Ari. I'm not going
to
lie.
There was a lot of pushing and shoving to get that first class. Ari was the winner.
Yeah.
We were then followed by the main, which was like this curry, and we had some chicken skewers as well.
Sure.
Very lovely.
Fried tempeh as well. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of that before.
No.
Now you have.
Ooh la la. What's that?
Yeah, fancy.
And then we finished with a panna cotta with some baked strawberries. Now, before I give you my thoughts on, you know, the evening, I want to know, Crevo, what were you responsible for? Because it'll be less good if you cooked it.
Then none of it. No, most things. And then probably the curry was a joint effort. Emmy probably did more on that.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
And she did the tempeh as well. Mostly, but the rest was me.
That's funny, because those two things you mentioned, my two favourite things.
No doubt. There we go.
No, honestly, incredible job. And there's been a lot of talk in the past. You know, Crevo's a bit of a foodie, man who likes food. I thought, oh, I bet you he just, you know, goes and gets takeout all the time and stuff like that. Exceptional job.
Oh, thank you.
Really
good.
Well,
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
The next question is, I guess, if we're jumping station into MKR, My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
Who's the next to host?
Oh, that's a good question. Ooh. Around the team.
Everyone keeps looking at me.
I'm looking at you because you're talking up your Italian heritage.
That's
and
right.
The Italian meals you
and
cook.
And you know what? I have heard a lot about lasagna and stuff like that. What's going on?
Yeah, 8-hour sauce or whatever it is.
When's that? An 8-hour sauce. Well, I'm not going to do the lasagnas for you because it's a bit too easy.
Too easy? Oh.
No, I'm going to do the famous... world famous in Newcastle, the Gatti Gnocchi, okay?
Oh, that sounds very, very famous.
Lock it in and somehow I've hairballed out to cook again.
Somehow.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Well, guys, massive news about, I guess, the Matildas draw coming up to this, right?
Yeah, the Tillies. Come on, girls.
Well, I guess they've got their, at the Olympics, they've got their draw because the Matildas play there, whereas the blokes, they've got the young Socceroos, the under-23s or whatever.
Yeah.
But we get our full-strength women's side there, which is exciting because Matildas fever is palpable.
Some of the best at the moment. I think registrations for, like, women's soccer around Australia are up, like, 30%.
Oh, shot through the roof.
That's unbelievable. And it is, like I said, palpable. It's weird, though, because this draw has come out and not all the teams are announced yet.
Right.
So in our group, our qualifying group, we've got an unknown yet African qualifier team.
Okay.
So they've still got to finish their tournament to figure out what team that is.
Mm-hmm.
The other two teams we've got, though, Germany and USA.
This is bad luck for us, isn't it?
Group of death. That is two teams in the top five ranking.
Yeah, they're very, very hard to beat.
Without Sam Kerr as well, I don't want to be a pessimist, but we need to rally behind these Tillies to, fingers crossed, get the result.
Yeah. You don't think it's going to happen, do you?
I'm sceptical.
Oh,
I'm sceptical as well.
So, guys, the proper way to wind someone up on social media is making a triumphant return. This is something that we've all done, we're all guilty of loving to do. It's not technically returned, but in fact is making a resurgence. Of course, I'm talking about poking via Facebook. You know, the pokes button. It's like, oh, you know, Mark Grevo's poked you or something. You
get that notification. That's such an old school thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Like nearly, what, we're looking at 10 or so? Like 15 years ago this became popular.
I thought it was only when it first came out.
Yeah.
And then I thought that was over.
Early 2010s,
I feel
like, was the kind of peak of poking, for me anyway.
Peak poking. I mean, I've done probably more poking more recently than back then, overall.
That's nice to know about you, Grevo. Thanks for that. So, technically, though, now there's articles going around at the moment. Technically, the poke never fully left. We all thought it was done and gone, dead and buried.
I didn't even know it was a feature, to be honest, still.
Right. Well, it is. But it was just hidden deep within a bunch of settings, okay?
Right, okay.
So they've really just taken it below surface.
Mm-hmm.
So the new design appears on the button next to any name that a Facebook user searches for on the social media platform. So it's right in your face.
You know what, though? Beware the accidental poke.
That's what I'm thinking instantly. If you're doing a little, social media stalk, and we're all guilty of it, don't act like you're above it. You're not. I know you're not.
No one's above it.
You could accidentally find yourself clicking that poke. Can you unpoke? Or is that like a...
I don't think you can.
No.
Once the poke has been poked, there is no unpoking.
Because you try and click that button to get it, just sends another poke. You know?
I think what's more awkward than that is if someone sends you a poke, you don't poke them back. That's even more embarrassing because they're just like, oh.
So it's a one-way poke, and you know they've seen the poke because it alerts you of the poke.
Exactly. So if they don't poke you back, is that an insult?
I would say so.
Yeah, I would take that personally.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so Meta, who's like the world of Facebook behind all of it, said that it made a design tweak at the start of this year that made the poke button slightly more visible. But get this, since then, pokes have gone up at least 13 times since the design edits were made. So it's like, you know, thousands more, you know, that people are making.
There'd be heaps of, like, accidental pokes, drunk poking, all that sort of stuff.
I think because it's made the resurgence, though, people are getting excited about it. It's like, oh, I remember this. It's a nostalgia.
Which seems so weird.
It's like, you know, sometimes your mate will show you a song.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, I haven't heard this song in ages. And you're like, there's a reason for that. There's a reason it hasn't been played in a long time. Because it wasn't a great song. I feel like poking is the same. The reason we haven't done poking for a long time is because it was not a great feature. It should just be left in the 2010s.
Yeah.
You reckon they should have just, instead of bringing it back, buried it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Bury it back in the settings, Meta.
Novo's consensus.
Poke it to yourself.
New FM.
The Novo's. The Novo's.
Anyway, I digress. We are done for the day.
Yay!
Of course, don't go anywhere, though, because we are the home of local winners, of course, here at New FM.
Sure.
And we have launched New FM's Trivia Temptation. This is very exciting. The more answers you get right, the more money you win. But make sure you don't get one wrong because you could lose it all.
Don't be greedy.
Well, and I've heard a bit of Joel, if you're 100% live and local drive home, I guess encouraging people to risk it.
Oh,
he's cheeky. He, you know, all the kind of gig. Oh, you're a man or a mouse, huh? Didn't realise you're a coward.
Got to be careful if you've got him for the competition.
Old you would have gone the next question. All that kind of gear is being used by Joel.
Sure, to tempt you.
You've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because he is a cheeky little devious man.
Stephen's words.
No, we love him, of course. Yeah, like we said, more money up for grabs right throughout not only your 100% live and local drive home, but for your work day as well. Scott should be prepared. We'll be looking after you. And, of course, we'll have more nights tickets tomorrow.
Yes!
Only local winners. That's what we're all about. Local winners. Local winners. Always remember that.
Anyone up to anything exciting this afternoon?
Oh, I got the house to myself.
That's right. You're on your move-in with Mitch time.
Yeah, move-in honeymoon. I don't know what we want to call it, but move-in moon. There we go.
There we go.
6 p.m. basketball game tonight.
Whoa.
Get it. Prime time. The best
slot. Who are you up against?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure.
It doesn't even matter.
We just worry
it?
About our game. We don't worry about what they're doing, you know, and if we stick to our plan and our structures, I think we'll come away with the chockies.
That's the main thing. The silverware is coming your way.
Oh, my God.
Well, if people want to go and watch, where can they? How much are tickets? All that sort of stuff.
Oh, new basketball stadium. There you go. Meadow.
How much are tickets?
I think you get him for
sold
free.
Out. Right. There you go. If you want to see Stephen live in the flesh, do any autographs?
Oh, yeah, for a price.
Yeah, yeah. Right. $10, the usual. 50% off at the moment. There you go. Enjoy. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. It's been a great show. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back.
Yeah.
I've missed doing this. We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye. Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.